During my career as a backup singer with Vernon and Ruby Shakely and the Shakettes, it often occurred to me that this was not a lifetime occupation and that someday I would have to figure out my rightful place in society. I did not want to think about these things. I wanted to get out on stage and dance. The Shakelys thought it was cool to hire a white Shakette every once in a while, and for a while, I was it. Previous to that, I had been a graduate student sitting in the library at the University of Chicago, getting older and older, trying to think of a topic for my doctoral dissertation, and once having found the topic, trying to write about it. I was an English major, and I intended to write something that would turn into a book entitled Jane Austen and the War of the Sexes. Another thing I did not like to think about was how much I did not want to write about this or any other thing. Once in a while, I would take a part-time job to see if some other calling was calling to me, but I did not enjoy work in a bookshop or a restaurant. I did not want to put on adult clothes and go into the loop and get a job in advertising. Actually, I was and had always been a rock and roll addict. You can hardly admit this to the college advisor of your high school, but what led me to the University of Chicago in the first place was the large number of local blues and jazz clubs, as well as a substantial rock and roll scene. I spent my undergraduate years in and out of these clubs, and in the privacy of my room, I practiced routines in front of the mirror. At the drop of a hat, I could have stood in for a Chiffon, Shirelle, or Marvelette, and I could do a fine imitation of Brenda and the Tabulations. It is painful to think about those days. It is like yearning for a lover you will never see again, and to whom you never got to say goodbye. Everyone was either startled or horrified when I decided on this line of work. Wasn't I supposed to spend the golden years of my youth in Regenstein Library like the rest of my friends? To be a Shakette had, in fact, been the burning desire of my heart since puberty, but I had shared this secret with only one person in the world, my college roommate Mary Abbott. She was a sober, contemplative person, a Catholic from Connecticut who leaned more toward Jerry the Iceman Butler and Jackie Lonely Teardrops Wilson. She had been assigned as my freshman roommate, and I loved her at once. She had lugged from Connecticut to Chicago a large wooden box containing over 750 choice and vintage 45s. Second of all, her new wardrobe hung in the closet week after week with the price tags still on, while Mary wore her real clothes, the ones she had rolled up in a duffel bag day after day. To go to church, she wore the things her mother had bought her, with the price tags tucked into the sleeves. It did not take us long to discover that what we liked to do best was to sit endlessly talking and listening to the same record over and over again. One particularly grim winter weekend, we played I Love You, Eddie, the flip side of the Crystals' major hit He's a Rebel, all weekend until our dorm mates felt we had wigged out. Mary admired the early Ruby, whose hits included Jump for Cover, Man, He's Mine, Shake and Boogie, and the immortal Love Me All Night Long. When the time came for me to go on the road, Mary did not entirely approve of my decision, which she felt was my way of staving off real life. While this was true, it was also true that never again in my life would someone say, "Hey, Geraldine, wanna wear a day-glow dress with fringe, smoke a lot of reefer, and dance as a backup to a rock and roll star?" Mary was my closest friend, and in fact, my favorite person. I deeply admired her devotion to religion, and when she took me to church with her, I found myself close to tears. I come from a family of relentlessly assimilated Jews, and my experience of ritual and observance was minimal. It was Mary who dragged me to ecumenical meetings at Friendship House in which Christians and Jews discussed their similarities. How I wished I had it in me to believe. But just as I had not fit in high school, and just as I was a misfit as a graduate student in the English department, I felt I also did not have an allotted place in the angelic order.